If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you back answering my Islamic questions or the questions related to jurisprudence. According to the fatwas issued by a martyr leader or Ayatollah Khamenei, may his soul be sanctified. We started discussing, some of the jurisprudential laws related to Friday prayers from the last session onwards. Let me continue with this question. Can an individual, Sheikh Javid, offer his noon prayer in the time between the Friday and afternoon prayers? Moreover, is one allowed to recite one's afternoon prayer behind a person other than the Friday prayer imam?
Right. Well, that's a good question. I think based on what I read, and this is a matter of consensus, that Friday prayer, of course, suffices for the obligation of Zuhr. But despite that, if a person has already offered the Friday prayer, he may perform the Zuhr prayer afterward out of precaution, as a measure of precaution, okay? So there's no problem, no objection to someone offering the Zuhr prayer in addition to the Friday prayer. Mm-hmm. This comes as a measure of precaution, mm-hmm. Okay? And regarding praying the Asr prayer in congregation, as you said, well, it's permissible to pray Asr behind an imam who is not the Friday prayer leader. Mm-hmm. Of course, he can go somewhere else and offer the Asr prayer, because Friday prayer does not suffice for the Asr prayer. It's sufficient for the Zuhr prayer. But if one is joining a congregation for Asr, the safest course, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, is that the safest course is to pray behind someone who has himself prayed Zuhr after Friday prayer. Mm. To fulfill the precaution.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Are the followers allowed to offer or perform their noon prayers when the imam of the Friday prayer, doesn't perform it after Friday prayer?
Well, if the imam who led Friday prayer does not pray Zuhr afterward, this does not affect the followers. Okay. It has nothing to do, the imam's Friday prayer does not have anything to do with the prayers offered by the ma'mumin or those who follow him. Mm-hmm. So they are completely permitted. The ma'mumin and those who follow the imam are permitted to perform their precautionary Zuhr prayer individually, or even in congregation. The same imam can lead the prayer, or maybe another imam can lead the prayer, because they perform the Zuhr, the Friday prayer, as a measure of precaution, and not as a strict religious obligation.
I see. Thank you very much, Javid. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Sharat, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are discussing some of the jurisprudential laws related to Friday prayers, according to fatwas issued by Shahid Ayatollah Khamenei, or martyred Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javed, is it obligatory for the Friday prayers leader or imam to acquire or obtain permission from the authorized religious authority to be an imam, for example, of the Friday prayer?
Right, right.
And what is it meant when you say, for example, authorized religious authority? Does this rule apply to every city or even remote ones?
Good. Well, in principle, leading Friday prayer does not require the imam to be appointed by the supreme jurist or wali al-faqih, or just as you said, a lawful religious authority, an authorized religious authority. So it's not necessary for someone who is, for example, in a village who does not have access, even if he does have access, to go to the wali al-faqih and obtain ijazah or permission to offer the Friday prayer. He can offer a prayer. When there are five people, they can choose one of their best ones to lead the prayer, and in that time it doesn't make sense to seek permission from wali al-faqih, of course, the religious authority or authorized religious authority. Right now, anyone who meets the normal conditions for an imam can lead the Friday prayer, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But the special government or legal authority attached to an officially appointed imam only applies if, for example, he is appointed by the leader of Muslims. This rule applies to all territories under his governance and under his obedience, not only major cities.
Mm. I see. Can an imam of Friday prayer appointed for a certain place lead the Friday prayers in another place, for example, where he has not been appointed, actually, for that particular region, where there is no obstacle or contending Friday prayer?
Well, an officially appointed imam may lead Friday prayer in another location, but the special rules and privileges that he enjoys in his assigned location do not transfer to the new location.
Mm-hmm.
So that is speaking from let's say from a very formal and official perspective. Okay, he's simply treated as a normal imam in that other place. He will not enjoy those, of course, privileges that he used to enjoy in the previous place.
Mm-hmm.
So he is an imam, and of course whoever attends the Friday prayer and offers their prayers behind him will be relieved of the obligation to perform the Zuhr prayer.
I see. Well, does a temporary imam of Friday prayer need to be appointed by the jurist leader? Or does the permanent Friday prayer imam or leader have the right himself to appoint people as the temporary imams of the Friday prayer?
Well, a permanent Friday prayer imam may appoint someone else as a temporary imam when necessary. For example, when the permanent imam suffers from an illness, mm-hmm. or he is on a journey, or maybe he has some problems which he has to deal with, and he's unable to attend the Friday prayer and lead the Friday prayer, so he can choose someone else in his place and designate someone to offer and lead the prayers. The temporary imam, however, does not receive the status or authority of someone officially appointed by the wali al-faqih or by the authorized jurist or a qualified jurist, to be correct, and he does not have this right or authority or this status to appoint someone else in his state.
I see. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Don't go anywhere.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are speaking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to Friday prayers with Sheikh Javid, according to fatwas issued by Martyr Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javid, if a duty-bound does not consider just the appointed imam of Friday prayer, in other words, he has doubts about his justice.
Good.
Are they allowed, are these duty-bound people allowed to perform their prayers behind him just to maintain the unity of the Muslims? Furthermore, can a person, who does not attend the Friday prayer himself, discourage others from taking part in it?
Well, that's a pretty good question. Well, if someone believes the imam is not just, he is not qualified. So he has doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he cannot offer his prayers, whether Friday prayer or any daily obligatory prayers, behind such an imam. When someone offers his prayer behind an imam, he must be certain that the imam is qualified, he meets the conditions that are enumerated for a qualified imam. So his congregational prayer behind such an imam about which he has doubt or about which he is certain that he is not just is invalid, because adala, justice, is a condition. It is a very important condition.
Mm-hmm.
And then second of all, for maintaining unity, if a person intends to maintain unity and he's concerned about Muslim unity, of course, he may join the loins for the formal unity just to show, as an act of showing unity with other Muslims and solidarity with other Muslims, he can join the ranks of the Friday prayer. But he must offer his prayers individually, Frada, right? And of course, under no circumstance is he allowed to discourage other people from attending Friday prayer, because this will harm unity and the communal obligation. It's haram to spread seeds of unity and to promote disunity among Muslims by discouraging other people not to attend the Friday prayer, because So imam is, for example, not qualified as a prayer leader. Of course, when it comes to the conditions of the Friday, the prayer leader, whether it's the Friday prayer or the congregational prayer, the imam must be, of course, just. He must be sane. He must be a 12-year Shia. He must be legitimate by birth. He must be adult. He must not be insane. And these are some of the conditions.
Mm.
Okay. Now, if there is, for example, a Sunni Friday prayer leader, he is not qualified as a Friday prayer leader.
I see.
Inshallah, maybe we will discuss these issues in the following episodes. Until then, I think I should bid farewell with our audience.
Thank you very much. Yes, of course, we have to do this because we have run out of time. And thank you very much for listening to us or to one of your own programs, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. We bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Thank you.
تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي المميت الظاهر والباطن